Well, I was writing this. I wasn't really intending it to be for everyone. It was kind of a surprise for my grandfather. He asked me to do this, but I'm getting to do it for y'all. But the first thing I asked was how much time I got. 20 to 25 minutes. I was like, do I have to fill out the entire 20 to 25 minutes? He said, they'll love y'all. They'll love you if you just do it for 10. So I'm going to do my best. But I come to you to tell you about the root of all evil. Now, some of you might say, Kyler, do you mean the love of money? That's what it says in the Bible. But where does the love of money come from? It comes from jealousy. And this really hit me last week in my history class when we were learning about Andrew Carnegie and John D. Rockefeller, the men who built America. We watched the movie and everything. But they were two rivals in two separate businesses. And you wonder how they were rivals. They were rivals because they were striving to be the most richest man in America and in the world. Now, Andrew Carnegie was so jealous of Rockefeller because he was making more money. It was seen in the paper. He wanted to be the best. And that's seen several times in the Bible. That's why I'm saying, that's why the Lord has showed me that the root of all evil is jealousy. And the first time we can see jealousy is in Isaiah 14, verses 12 through 15. It tells the story of how Satan fell to earth. It tells us the story on how Satan wanted to rise above God. He was so jealous of God that he wanted to be God. Now, I have 3 points for 4 stories I want to tell you. One has to go with the Satan story, and it is what causes jealousy. In this story, it's his pride. Pride causes his jealousy to be greater than God. It causes him to want to be God. Next point would be, what is the punishment for jealousy? Well, in his story, his punishment is he's cast down to earth. He is now in the nations where he can never be in heaven again. See, the difference that separates us from Satan is we are being forgiven for the sin as well. If we just ask for forgiveness, we will go to heaven. But the outcome of jealousy, his outcome is way severe. His outcome is that he'll be cast into hell for all eternity. He will be punished for all eternity. And he will never see the lights of heaven like we will. Next story is about Cain and Abel. Y'all know the story. And it's seen in Genesis chapter 4. It tells us how Cain and his little brother Abel were born. And tells us how they would make sacrifices to the Lord. Cain, he could grow the most beautiful gardens. He could grow anything. And that's what he chose to devote to the Lord. That's what he chose to sacrifice to him. Abel, on the other hand, he was the shepherd, the keeper of the flock. God wanted him to sacrifice the firstborn of the flock. So that's what Abel did. And for that, God respected Abel's sacrifice. But for Cain's, he did not. So Cain grew jealous. He wanted God to respect him. So one day, Cain confronted Abel in the fields. They talked. Cain arose over Abel where he would slay him. Now, when God comes back to earth, he asked Cain, where is Abel? Cain goes, I am not my brother's keeper. Then God hears Abel's blood come from the ground and cry out for him. Where he asked Cain what he has done. And he did an unforgivable sin. He killed. His cause of jealousy was also his pride. He wanted to be respected. He wanted to be better than his brother. But his punishment was he was casted out of the garden. And he was made it where he could never grow another plant again. He couldn't grow any more beautiful gardens. He couldn't grow anything. And his punishment was way severe. He will never see the lights of heaven. So you see similarities in these two stories. They are so alike. They were both cast out of a heavenly place. They were both made it where they can never enter again. They both are made where they are cast into hell. Next story is seen in Genesis 31. It's the story of Joseph. Joseph had 10 brothers. Soon later on in the story, he had 11. He was the second youngest out of all of them. But at the time he was born, he was seen as the favorite. He was seen as the favorite because his family thought his mother could never have another child. His mother, Rachel, was old and, like I said, unseen to have another child. So when he was born, it was seen as a miracle. And so his parents made him a cloak in many colors, made his brothers jealous. He was seen not to do work while the other brothers did. They were jealous. So one day they devised a plan to kill Joseph. They hated him and were so jealous of him, they wanted to kill their own brother, their own blood. So, but they got together and devised a plan. But during this plan, one of the oldest brothers, Reuben, stepped up. He said, let's not kill him. Let's sell him as a slave. So they threw him in a pit, took his cloak, ripped it, covered it in blood, and presented it to his mother and father. Made it look like he was dead. Can you imagine that? Watching your parents be heartbroken over something you did? Later on in the story, Joseph is sent to Egypt, but right now, the brothers are watching their parents go through depression over their jealousy. They had to watch their own mother die. They caused their mother's death. And later on in the story, Joseph is now the second hand of Egypt. He rose to the top from a slave to the second man behind the Pharaoh. See, Joseph was given the gift to foretell dreams. I don't know if any of y'all seen the movie, but it was called Joseph, King of Dreams. It was my favorite movie growing up. And in the dream that he foretold for the Pharaoh, there would be 7 years of famine. But before that 7 years of famine, there would be 7 years of good harvest. So Joseph devised a plan where he would save the known world at the time. So God's punishment in this story was that they had to watch their mother die. But the outcome, he used this outcome for good. He used this outcome where Joseph could save the known world. And later on in the story, Joseph forgives his brothers. They come to him asking for forgiveness. In my last story, the story of David. David, the one who slayed Goliath, the one that was crowned the second king over Israel. After David killed Goliath, King Saul at the time grew jealous of him, tried to kill him several times. And this made Saul go mad. And during a battle, when Saul watched his son die, Saul killed himself. Then, later on in the story, when David is really crowned king of Israel, he then sees his best friend's wife. He fell in love. So much so, he sent his best friends in the front line so he could die and so he could take his wife. This made God really angry. So much so that he cursed David, where their firstborn son would die. This devastated David. He asked for forgiveness and he was forgiven. So, David's punishment was losing his son. But begin with, I'm sorry. The cause of his jealousy was just jealousy. There's several types of jealousy. There's jealousy, just plain old jealousy. Jealousy that are caused by other things like pride, which is seen most of the time. But we are able to decide how we choose to handle that jealousy. We can make it become good like Joseph. We can ask for forgiveness after, always. Or we can let it become bad like Cain and Satan. And really, that's all I have for y'all. I intended this to go way longer. But I guess the jitters are really getting to me. But I'd like to close this in prayer. So if we could all bow our heads, please. Dear Lord, I thank you for this day. I thank you for giving me the strength to come up here, being your vessel, to speak the word upon to these people, these great people. You know I love them all. You know I wish good health to all of them. God, I hope you watch over the sick and injured that are in this church. Lord, there's no other family I'd rather be part of than this church. Please protect them, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. That was outstanding, and you know it. I was thinking about my first sermon. It was horrible. I preached 10 minutes. I was the first one in the altar. I was the only one in the altar. And when I left, people, bless him, Lord. Oh, man. God bless Kyler. I tell you, I could spend a long time talking about him. And to know him is to love him. And I appreciate the way you love him. And Kyler, I thought you did a wonderful job. And he's exactly right. Now, Daryl told me this, so I'm going to try to resist this urge. Yeah, Cassidy heard him say it, and now he's over again. He says, okay, I have a question. Now, you're going to let him preach and let him do what he has to say. Why do you pastors have to get up there behind them and talk 15 minutes? I said, well, we're usually up here correcting everything they messed up on. But not the case tonight. But like I said, I really could. I could say a whole lot. But I'm proud of him, obviously. His mom's here. I know she is. And of course, Cindy is. And even little Ryder was watching and listening tonight. Yeah, don't be jealous, boy. Jealousy's as cruel as the grave. It will separate, the grave separates us from people we love. And unbridled jealousy will separate you from people that you would otherwise love and learn from. But Daryl, that's all I'm going to say. I see y'all whispering, but you know what? I'm coming after you Sunday. You can stand. God bless you. Thank you, Kyler. I appreciate that. Would you bow? Father, thank you for you'll always have a people. You'll always have a preacher. Lord, this world as it turns and so much so different than when I started. But you're the same yesterday, today, and forever. You will not be without a voice. Thank you for raising up young people that have a hunger for the word and they're bold enough to share it. Bless this church family, Lord. Draw us together with the kind of love that pleases you the best. Help us to help one another, encourage one another, and live for you. In Christ's name, amen. Good night. God bless you.